Oh, man. A little bit different than maybe 5 or 6 nights ago. You've heard me say 1,000 times, well, it looks better. Everything looks better when the ball goes in the basket, you know. In fact, I think probably Marcus's layup that he made tonight was more difficult than the one he missed the other night. And yet we were very fortunate. Louisville was a great club with a great coach. They jumped on us the second half. Rick's halftime talk was a heck of a lot better than mine. He turned it over, I think, 3 or 4 times in the first 5 minutes of the second half. And it didn't look good at that time. I told the guys I was always confident that we were going to come back. You just don't know if it's going to be enough. But I was really confident that we'd have a chance to win at the end. And we made some baskets and we got fortunate and they missed some. I thought we were down 9 or 10. I don't spend a lot of time looking at the scoreboard, but they said we were down 13 with 8-something to play. And Kennedy made a couple of free throws, and then Marcus made a couple of baskets. Joel Berry made a big 3 for us. No question about that. JP, who I didn't think had played well at all, made 2 big baskets for us down the stretch. And we came up with a nice steal in the press, and then the next time they lay it up on the other end. So that was the end of that kind of press. But you know, you just feel very fortunate. I think after the first TV time, or maybe after my timeout, I don't know, early in the second half, I think we only had 1 turnover the rest of the way, and I think that's crucial too. But we had several objectives, and one was to try to win the battle on the backboards, and I think we did that. Another one was to try to play without fouling. We only allowed them to shoot 11 free throws. We only got 11 ourselves, but kept them off the free throw line. And the turnovers after that first part of the second half, we had 7, I think, at halftime, and we did have either 3 or 4 early in the second half, and I think after that we only had 1. But it would have been a killer if their shot had gone in. There's no question about that. That would have broken our hearts, but you know, you always have a chance to bounce back too. But it was a great, great, great afternoon for about 4 seconds there at the end. But I can take that because it's those kind of things, those 4 seconds linger a lot longer.
Did the final play pretty much go as planned the way you drew it up, or was there any improvisation on Marcus?
This is some improvisation. The other night, the play worked perfectly. You know, Bryce was wide open at the layup, I mean at the basket, but they had pressure on the ball, and JP couldn't throw it, and then, you know, Joel didn't set the screen, but today we tried to run a set play and then break into freelance at the end of that. We did want to get Marcus the ball coming to the top of the key and see what happens after. We had a screen for a guy to go to the basket and, you know, a couple other things.
Marcus went out, it looked like a foot thing, and mm-hmm. came back in. And about 2 minutes after he came back in, there was a dead ball, and you leaned forward. Did you ask him mm-hmm. if he was okay?
Because I thought I saw him limp. I mean, he's had a bad foot. He's got plantar fasciitis, and it's been really difficult for him. But today was either he stepped on Montrez's foot or Montrez stepped on his, and he just rolled his ankles, all it was. And so he went in. They did a retape job, and I said, well, how does it feel? And he said, fine. I said, all right, let's try it and see.
A lot of toughness on his part.
Yeah, I told him, he's a tough little sucker. You know, if we had 5 guys out there on the court as tough as he was all the time, it'd be a lot more fun.
Pulling out a close game, does that have any big picture effect on a team?
Well, I think it always, you know, we're talking the other day about does it give you confidence. I think that does. I don't think my team has not been confident. You know, we went really small there for a while. We played 3 point guards. We're just trying to find something to see something that would work because defensively their penetration and their guards were really bothering us. And I thought for the most part the big guys did okay guarding the screen on the ball, but not a couple of times in there. So we went small and that worked, so that should give those kids a little more confidence too. But, you know, just I'd like to say we had it in a bag, but you know that'd be a lie, so I'm not going to say
it. When early in the second half when Louisville, you know, went on their little run there, what did you see as the biggest problems you were having with them at that point? And how frustrated were you with your shot selection at that point?
I was really frustrated, not as much with the shot selection as with the turnovers. Look, if you go back and look, they were shooting layups on the other end. 1-on-0, 2-on-1, 3-on-1. I think 3 or 4 possessions where we turned it over, they laid it up without us even having a chance to guard them. So I was really frustrated about that. And then a couple of times we didn't do exactly what we were supposed to do after we worked extremely hard the last 2 days on the screen. And go underneath the screen, get buried by about 30 feet, and they make a big basket. So the frustration was doing the things that we shouldn't have been doing, and that's turning it over and making mistakes on the defensive end.
And at what point did you get the sense that the light kind of came on for you guys?
You know, that'd be a hard question. I'd probably have to look at the tape because I really don't spend a lot of time. I'm serious about the only clock I look at is the one on top of the backboards.
Because was there a play or anything where you felt like, okay, I thought now we're starting to get it?
Joel Berry's three, I think, was big for us. That'd be the one play, because I think then I got excited myself, and I think the crowd was trying, and I think they even got more excited at that point. And we needed every one of them in there today, and we appreciated it. And, you know, we need all the help we can get from the crowd, too, and I thought they were a sensational crowd for us today. But if I had to pick one, I'd pick Joel Berry's three.
Louisville scored three field goals in the first 4 minutes of the second half off our turnovers, and then only one field goal the last 16 minutes off our turnovers.
DeMarcus's injury play, did that affect your strategy late in the game at all, or were you planning on going to him the whole time?
You know, I think he's our best player. You know, if I've got, you know, 10 years ago, if I had Tiger Woods, I wanted Tiger Woods to, you know, make the shot, not Roy Williams. Okay. I'd be the ultimate role player. I'd carry his dadgum bag anywhere he wanted me to carry it. But I have confidence in Marcus. He's a tough kid, and we did want to get the ball in his hands at the last play, and he made a heck of a drive.
Coach, in the greater context of the season, what does the big-time win like this mean going forward?
It means that I feel a heck of a lot better on Saturday night. You know, until midnight, I'm going to feel great. You know, and then we'll start thinking about who's coming next. But in our league, you just sit back and think. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's off the charts. So every game is going to be a battle. You know, I'm not trying to take it into a context. It really isn't. But, I mean, it's very good teams, very good coaches, great arenas, great crowds. I mean, it's big-time atmosphere every night you play. And it's one game, but our guys feel awfully good right now compared to what they felt since Monday night, I guess.
One or two more quick ones, Coach Patino's ready.
Nate played 21 minutes and hit some big threes. Can you talk about what he gave you off the bench tonight?
You know, the first half is when he made the two threes. In the second half, I think he still did some good things in, particularly with Marcus. His ankle bothered him, I think, taking a little responsibility and a little more ball handling out there. And Nate's pretty good defensively, too, so I think he gave us some help at every area.
Coach Bryce gave you a double-double. Were you pleased with his effort tonight for the most part?
I was. You know, we made a nice play. We ran a set play when we were down one, I guess, and threw it to him, and Montrez made an unbelievable block. But Bryce did some good things. I thought early he was really good rebounding-wise. He had 11 rebounds, but he had 8 at half, so he had 3 in the second half. But, you know, we were fortunate. That's the bottom line. In this game, in this league, against these kind of teams, you know, if their last shot had gone in, I think it would have counted. You know, and so you're talking about, I mean, the other night we're dying because we didn't get that last play, and today Louisville didn't get the last play. And it was stupid on my part. Might have been able to call a timeout. But it happened so fast. They did a great job of getting the ball in because we had a foul to give. But they got the ball in and attacked so much, you know, I didn't even have a chance to call the timeout.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.